This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Into the 4 o'clock hour we go. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Padres finished their portion of the workout. Now the Dodgers have taken the field and are starting their workout.
Kicking the ball all over the yard.
I did see Muncy kick one. He booted one.
Ah, there we go.
For the most part, he was pretty solid. Yes, indeed. Padres. Dodgers game one tomorrow, 5:38 on the dial here at Dodger Stadium. Should be a hot one as well. We've covered a lot of ground today. Some good stuff, some horrible stuff. By now, if you haven't heard, Joe Musgrove will not return this series or likely for the rest of 2025. They wouldn't put any timeline on it, but typically it's a 12-month kind of a rehab process, 12 to 16 month kind of rehab process, which makes it, you know, virtually takes it, unless it's postseason next year, it takes Joe Musgrove out of the chance to play in 2025. So outside of that, Padres getting themselves ready. We will have Mike Shildt here in the next segment, talk a little bit about, you know, what, because he hasn't really spoken since, you know, the news actually broke in terms of Joe Musgrove. He did obviously know about it, but he chose to wait until after A.J. Preller spoke about it. So we'll get a chance to hear from him on that, Chris. But, you know, yeah, man, this is really where we're at right now.
It is what it is, yeah, and the Padres have to just keep going. And I expect that that's what they'll do. You said as much. So, you know, tomorrow it'll be a ball game. And, man, I can't wait. Can't wait for this series. Really excited about it and feel good about the Padres' chances to win. Las Vegas, on the other hand,
they still got the Dodgers.
Still has the Dodgers as the favored team to win the World Series.
Yeah, man.
And again, we've talked about this in the past. This doesn't necessarily mean that Las Vegas is picking
right.
the Dodgers.
Right. It does not mean Vegas is picking.
Right. It means that they feel like they're going to get more bets on the Dodgers than any other team. So they have to offer the smallest odds on the Dodgers. And it's a little confusing, but, you know, that's how they pick their favorite based on who they think people are going to bet on. And so most people are betting the Dodgers. The Dodgers are minus 135 to beat the Padres. It means you're going to have to bet $135 to win 100 on the Dodgers. Yankees are much larger favorites than that under Kansas City, minus 210. So you got to bet $210 on the Yankees to win 100. But here's the funny thing. The bookmakers are very concerned about, guess what team, guys?
The Mets.
The Tigers. Oh, apparently, please. People are falling in love with the Tigers.
Tony says, please.
I didn't say people are right. But apparently, over 50% of the bets have come in from the state of Michigan in the last month and a half have been on the Tigers to win the World Series. And the Tigers, in early September, were still 500-1. So that's what the books are worried about.
It's a great story, and baseball is a game in such that the Detroit Tigers could find a way to the World Series, and they could find a way to win it. But matching up the way they did in a three-game set becomes a lot tougher in a five-game set, becomes even tougher in a seven-game set.
They only have one pitcher, and even A.J. Hinch said they only have one pitcher.
Right, and so it would be one of the coolest things ever to be pulled off in baseball history if that were to happen. But I certainly can't sit here and tell you there's no chance. But I will tell you this. This is also why Vegas never loses money, because people are pouring in Detroit Tiger bets to win the World Series.
There you go.
And by all logic, it is just silly to be giving your money to that. But this is, again, why Vegas never loses. There's always a sucker somewhere, and they find them all.
So there's one to my left.
Are you saying that to me?
Well, you bet on this stuff. I mean, you have no money at all, and you still run out and throw bets down once in a while.
And I win them sometimes.
You sometimes win. But here's the other reason that Vegas is undefeated. According to the story, the top five preseason betting favorites to win the World Series in a preseason, three of them are already out. So the Braves, the Astros, and the Orioles were all top five to win it all. And if you bet on any of those three, you're done.
Yeah,
so that's why Vegas wins a lot of money, too.
I mean, when you think
about
it,
the Dodgers were another one of the top five. So hopefully the Padres can put them out.
I mean, when you think about gambling as a whole, like in the community, like it would make sense to be betting on the front runners for this. Like that's kind of how it works. So we'll see. I think Mike Schilt will be joining us here shortly.
Calling
shortly. We have to talk to the skipper about the upcoming matchups. Get his feelings on Joe Musgrove and how that whole thing has kind of transpired.
I'm excited. I don't know if Mike Schilt is as excited as I am, but I don't think I've interviewed him this year.
Well, here we go. Let's bring the skipper on right now. Mike Schilt, manager of the San Diego Padres, join us. Mike, I'll start with the news today. Obviously, you spoke before the news broke. I'm assuming you knew didn't want to get ahead of AJ and Joe being able to talk about it. But just from a personal standpoint, Mike, how are you feeling knowing that last start for Joe was his last one, at least for the rest of this year?
Yeah, you know, I didn't want to. We had a team announcement at 2:00 for Joe to be able to share that with his teammates and the staff, and I didn't want to, you know, be early on that announcement. I want him to be able to share it with people he's in the proverbial bunker with. Clearly hard news, you know, hard news for him. Most importantly, you know, clearly a guy that we all admire greatly. And, you know, Joe Musgrove is everything that's good about sports and everything that's good about humanity. He's just top of the class and everything, and you know, so it makes it tougher in his heart and love and desire for this organization, his teammates, and the city to win that first World Series. Is, you know, that's what's really hurting him. And but now we have another reason, you know, beyond, you know, the history of the city and, you know, Peter Seidler, but also, you know, we owe this to Joe.
Mike Schilt is with us, and I'm excited to talk to you, Skip. You've been on with the morning show all year, and you haven't had a chance to come on with myself and Tony. So I just wanted to congratulate on a great year of managing. I believe you deserve and will get some Manager of the Year votes. You've done such a fantastic job to this point. But I also believe that as a, along with a manager, you feel like also a fan of sports and the game. And so to have this matchup with the Padres and the Dodgers and knowing how the, you know, the franchises and the cities feel about each other, this is why you got into the whole thing in the first place, isn't it? To get ready for something like this.
I do this for two reasons. First and foremost, always do it for the opportunity to help players get the most out of their God-given abilities. And the second reason I do it at this level, and specifically this reason, for this at this level, is for this, you know. For these kind of matchups and this kind of opportunity of competition at the highest level with you know, a chance to go and win a world championship. This is what this is all about.
Mike, you obviously have had injuries throughout the course of the year, and you and this team have been big on, you know, next man up kind of a kind of mantra. But I would imagine losing a guy of this stature this late is a little bit of a different kind of maneuver. This seems like a little bit of a gut punch. How easy is it to refocus your team? You know, obviously this is the NLDS. You don't get an opportunity to do this very often. But that being said, this is a big cog that you guys are losing. How do you guys turn the page and just get ready for tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, fortunately we've had some experience like that with you know, all the guys during the course of the season that, you know, have had to miss some time, some big pillars of this organization, of our success. And to the credit of everybody, the greater good, the depth of the roster, the hunger and competition for the guys on the field, you know, we'll figure it out. You know, I've said this and believe it sincerely. You know, losers complain and winners find solutions. And yeah, this is there's no money in complaining or crying. I mean, we have our heart for Joe, and that's different. But no one's going to feel sorry for you in competition. And, you know, we'll strap it on and be ready to go.
Mike, this team was 50-50 after the first game of the All-Star break, a loss there in Baltimore. Since then, though, incredible, 43-19. And when you came, you know, took over as head, you know, manager of the Padres, a lot of people said, Mike Schilt, His record is that he's amazing in the second half, and you did that with the Cardinals. Did you do anything different in the second half, or have you always done something different in the second half? And if so, what? If not, what got this team to get turned around the way it did?
Well, I mean, there's, you know, probably a lot of answers to that question. With me specifically, I didn't do anything differently. When did it start? It's not like you come in after the All-Star break and go, hey, now it's time, boys. far from that, actually. You know, I'm a big believer in the first step. And the first step was the day I took the job and started taking steps every single day for incremental improvement, whether it's culture, whether it's fundamentals, whether it was strategy, whether it's whatever it might be. And, you know, that's the continual growth mindset that I've always had and will always have in this deal. And that's the fun part of the journey. And, you know, I say it all the time, you know, the best is getting better. Better as the game goes, series goes, season goes. And, you know, as far as the first half record, I've talked to Tony about this a fair amount, even publicly and privately. I felt good about it. People are like, oh, you know, I don't know what people's expectations are. I just know that this group, from the very first day of me getting the job and starting to partner with our team, putting our staff together, there's a lot that goes into the processes that lead to consistency. And there's a lot of people that weigh in on it. There's a lot of people in the organization, the team, that need to figure out a way to pull them in the same direction. That takes time. And all I can do from my seat is collectively try to make sure that we're moving things forward every day. And every single day we get individual, we get collective experiences, team experiences. And how are you growing from them? and ensure that we are. And if we do that, I know we're getting better. And if you have that, then you're going to get better. And you have a group that's willing to buy into that, which is not easy. And Tony's done this grind. It's not easy. It's not easy to show up every day and figure out in this gig, you know, how are we going to get better and how are we going to learn from last night and how are we going to push to go, you know, be ready to go today, and give everything we got that day. You know, it's a 9-month season. You know, I don't know how many games we play. We get the blessing of playing over 200 probably by now between spring training and the games we played in regular season out of playoffs. To bring it every day, to look for that continual improvement every day is a challenge. And the teams that are willing individually and as a group to do that, they end up getting to a point where things start to click. And here we are.
Manager Mike Schilt joins us here on Gwynn and Chris. Last one from me, Mike. I want you to put your scouting hat on here for a sec. You look across the diamond at this 2024 version of the Dodgers. What makes them a difficult team to deal with in a 5-game set?
You know, a fair amount. You know, I always think about what we do, but your question's valid, and I'll be happy to answer it. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. No, first of all, they're guys that have been there and done that. So this, you know, these moments we're about to go through over the next, you know, 3 to however many games, is not anything that's going to be new for that group a whole lot. So they can rely on experience. They're talented. You know, let's don't kid ourselves. I mean, you know, the top of their lineup is, you know, I mean, Otani's, I think he's human. And, you know, you got Betts and Freddie right there. And you know, beyond that, it's a deep lineup. They got guys in their bullpen that have big arms that have done it, that have either been there for them or been acquired that have, you know, really done a nice job. They play the game the right way. So there's a lot, you know, look, there's a reason they've done what they've done over the period they've done it in, with a lot of the core guys they have. So we're aware of all that. We recognize it. We also look at our side and go, pretty freaking good. And we're going to we're going to be ready for them, but we're going to play our game and we're going to take it to them, not vice versa.
Mike, we really appreciate the time. Great having you on. It was fun for me getting a chance to talk with you finally. And wish you great luck moving forward in this series. It's going to be exciting. We all can't wait. I know you can't wait. And good luck starting tomorrow, sir.
Thank you, Mike.
Appreciate it. It's going to be fantastic. Thanks, guys.
Manager Report with Mike Schilt. It's brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better. That's fun for me to get Mike Schilt on.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't talked to him all year. I wanted to ask him, you know, dude, we're too serious. We got a game coming up. It's a whole thing. But did you know that he wore number, somebody told me from St. Louis, he wore number 8 because he's a huge Cal Ripken guy.
So, yes, I did know that.
You did know that. Okay.
He grew up in the minor league locker room as a bat boy while Cal was coming up.
Ah.
So that was one of his guys growing up. So he wears that number 8 in part because of Cal. And yeah, man, the fact of the matter is, Mike, when it comes to this game of baseball, is a very intense dude. He is very serious about the game of baseball, and I think you can hear it in the way he talks about it.
All right, the Manager's Report with Mike Schilt, brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking; it's better. I also have some friends in St. Louis, and they all tell me that to a person, Cardinal fans still think it was one of the worst moves they ever made.
Well, you know, a lot of people are being reassigned now because of that, in part because of that move that he's no longer there. You know,
right.
I think their GM is no longer the GM. They're kind of shuffling bodies around in that organization to try to get back on the right track. But certainly letting Mike Schilt go was the start of the bad part for the Cardinals, it seemed like.
All right, well, their loss, our gain. We'll take
Indeed.
A break. Thank you, Tony Gwynn Jr. Enjoy the rest of your birthday. Go get ready for your broadcast tomorrow. We look forward to it. And tell Jesse we wish him the best. Where are we going for birthday dinner tonight? I would suggest, since your wife's with you, just a quick thought. Having grown up in L.A., I think you go to La Brea and about
La Brea.
Santa Monica. and you go to the Pink's hot dog stand.
Oh, yeah. Now, I'm trying to avoid all traffic today, so what I'm going to do is just stay close to Pasadena where
okay,
we're staying.
All right.
And I'm going to a restaurant called Houston's. It's a very delicious
enjoy
spot.
Yes, enjoy, sir. Happy birthday, man. We'll talk to you next week, Monday, with a hopefully a 2-0 series lead.
Sounds good, fellas.
All right, Tony there. Chris and Scraby continuing here after traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
A big thanks once again to the Padres skipper, Mike Shildt. Manager's Report with Mike Shildt. Brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better. Mike Shildt. I wasn't just trying to get on his good side. I was.
Were you a little nervous?
No,
I was nervous last week talking to him.
Were you? Yeah. Well, I didn't want to ask any silly questions on the eve of a big series like this. And you know me, I usually do ask a few silly questions, so I tried to stay away from those. But I do think he gets the Manager of the Year votes. I mean, I don't think he wins it. Not that I don't think he deserves it, but Pat Murphy, I think, of the Brewers is probably going to be the Manager of the Year in the National League. Milwaukee got rid of everybody, and he won the division. But don't forget, the Padres slashed payroll significantly and were hardly picked by anybody to finish ahead of either the Dodgers or the Diamondbacks, who are coming off the World Series. And Schilt, you know, won 93 games. Now it's the second most in Padre history, right? So I think he's getting some Manager of the Year votes for that.
I think so, too.
You know,
I kind of have to.
I don't know. Who else are you going to vote for? The Phillies are kind of expected.
Yeah.
Mendoza with the Mets. I mean, after their bad start, he may get some interest. Brian Snitker probably deserves some votes just for somehow keeping the Braves afloat. But Dave Roberts never gets any votes because everybody expects the Dodgers to win 150 games. Other than that, who would you vote for in the National League? So I think Schilt's got to get some votes for NL Manager of the Year. All right. Tonight is the continuation of the WNBA semifinals. I haven't
really
paid a lot of attention to this.
I have paid no attention.
I know, because we've been caught up in the Padres. The Lynx and the Sun, game three tied at one. And the Liberty trying to knock out the Aces. The Aces are the two-time defending champs, but the Liberty's up two games to none. Those are best of five series. Otherwise, it's a really quiet day in sports. There's a couple of college football games tonight, but no baseball, no football, right, on a Friday night. So it's kind of just this is a very
Is there any action? We might have some action.
If there was some action, would you be into it?
No,
I wouldn't.
I didn't
think so.
No, I would not.
Let me see if we've got action tonight. We have no action. We do have Houston and TCU.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that's a barn burner.
Yeah.
We have Oregon and Michigan State, which is another not a barn burner. Michigan State's really bad. And UNLV, Syracuse. Those are our three college football games tonight. So, but it's a really quiet one. And it's a bad Saturday in college football tomorrow.
Oh, really?
There's no big marquee matchup. Certainly not like there was last week when Georgia played Alabama. So it's kind of a quiet week for college football.
What did you think about that Georgia-Alabama game?
It was exciting.
It was very exciting.
Right? I mean, what is it, 30-0, and they came back to take the lead, and then the next play they hit a bomb, and the guy goes down and scores?
What about that Alabama kid who's 17, who's just
17.
One of the, he's the best wide receiver in the country right now,
that's
or at least
great.
One of the best.
Yeah, I hope he's making some NIL money.
Oh, gosh.
Don't get me started.
We talked all about the Matthew Sluka thing,
yeah,
with UNLV.
Yeah. The NIL thing is broken so badly right now. I don't know if anybody can fix it.
No. And they need to come up with something completely new.
It shouldn't, Scraby, because these kids are out there and they're competing and they're playing their heart out and they're representing their schools. But it has taken a lot of the joy of college football out of it for me. And I can't totally explain that because, you know, I feel like these kids have always kind of been given somewhat of preferential treatment to play Division I college football. But now knowing that they're all holding out for $50,000, $100,000, $250,000, I've kind of lost my love for the was the old days of college football. It's just nowhere close to being that way. And the USC and UCLA and the Big Ten, I can't do it, Scrabe.
Well,
we can't do that.
We kind of talked about it. Well, we didn't kind of talk about it. We did talk about it, about Matthew Sluka and all that. And there is the angle of this guy's not going to go pro. So he needs to make his money right now.
Okay.
But I've been thinking a lot about this. Why didn't this kid have a written contract for this money before he made decisions? Yeah. You should never, if there's big money on the line like that, you should never just accept a verbal agreement. You should make sure it's on paper.
I just can't believe there is big money like that.
There's bigger money out there.
Oh, there's so much of it.
What's his face? The Nebraska coach said it costs like $3 million to get a quarterback these days. What's his name? Matt Rhule.
There's one aspect of college football that I still feel is a little bit like the old carefree days where I felt like kids were just playing for the glory of playing. And that exists, I believe, still at Army and at Navy. And I can bring that up because it has been at least my lifetime to where we've gotten to the month of October and both Army and Navy are undefeated right now. Now that, if they could keep that going and then meet in the Army-Navy game at the end, that's something I'd get behind.
I think,
but the rest of these guys all making 150 grand, it's just bothering me.
Those days are long gone, number one, because back in the day, money wasn't as big. So, the money was still there.
It's unbelievable.
It's billions of dollars that is being spent on college football.
How did we get from, hey, if you use your image or likeness to sell something, you can get some money, to just flat out, how much do we have to pay you to play here? Like, how did we get from step A to step B without any intervention?
You went from step A to step Z.
Right.
Without anything in the middle.
And nobody intervened.
Because no one knew what to do. They just wanted to get something done.
So it just started happening.
Yeah.
Now you can't go back. All right, we're going to do a big five. Then in the 5 o'clock hour, plenty more on the Padres and Dodgers. So game one is tomorrow night. It starts at 5:38 p.m. right here on 97.3 The Fan. More Gwynn and Chris ahead. ESPN Plus says that he is the 27th most impactful player in this year's playoffs. I don't know how they do these rankings.
Who?
Dylan Cease.
Oh, well, he hasn't pitched yet, so I guess I know why.
Yes, he hasn't been that impactful yet, but he certainly can be tomorrow, and we will hear from Dylan Cease at the top of the hour. 4:38 is the time right now. Cease starts for the Padres, Yamamoto for the Dodgers. Game one at 5:38 p.m. tomorrow. Ben and Woods have a viewing party.
Yes.
Get out to Alesmith tomorrow.
2:30 to 4:30.
Yeah, from 2:30 to, well, they're going to be there 2:30 to 4:30 during their show live.
Yes.
And then everybody's going to hang around, probably listen to Sam Levitt's pregame show at 4:30, you know.
Possibly, yes.
You can't enjoy Padre baseball if you haven't listened to Sammy Lev.
I think we may be checking in with Sammy Lev at 5:20.
Well, let's have Sammy Lev. Yeah, he's up in L.A. today. We'll catch up with him. 394 beer, game day specials, and everything going on up in Miramar tomorrow at Alesmith. If you don't know the exact address, it's off Miramar Road, right up there. So just look up Alesmith and you'll find it.
Go to your maps on your phone and type in Alesmith Tasting Room or Alesmith Brewing Co. or something.
You'll find it. You guys, I don't
Chill?
Need to, you'll find it.
Oh, is your maps person a woman?
I told you today that I met a lady with the Aztecs women's basketball team is taking over some of the travel. So I asked her, I said, yeah, I wanted to get your phone number, your info, so that we're in contact and so I can get itineraries and flight information. And she took out a credit card to me and tapped it against my phone. And all of
Chris
a sudden,
is so amazed by
I'm
this.
So amazed by this. She tapped it on my phone, and next thing I knew, it downloaded all of her information, her email, her text, her phone, her address, her Twitter number, everything.
I'm sorry, this technology has been around for the last 10 years.
10 years, and I'm just seeing it for the first time today?
I will say I don't know many people that use it this way, but it's probably really easy for her as someone who books a lot of things. It probably has to communicate with different people. So
it was, I was impressed, man. I told her, I said, I've known you for like 2 minutes, and I'm already like, you're incredible. So it doesn't take much to, fire me up.
That's really funny.
You tap your card against my phone and all of your information downloads right away. I'm like, yeah, that was good.
That was really funny. Really right. funny.
Let's check some traffic while we're doing that. And then Scraby's going to do a little big five with us here.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
And the Big Five is brought to you by Summit Subaru of El Cajon. See all the two ways to save right now at summitsubaru.com. And yes, We have a sponsor for the Big Five now. Thank you, Summit Subaru.
And you read it much better today.
Yes, I.
So
yes.
Maybe they'll stay with us.
The first ever time I read it, and I box it up, as Chris would say.
You did.
So, in all of the news that's been released here in the last couple days with the Padres and reports and all of that, Kevin Acey tweeted this yesterday, and it kind of went under the radar, but he said, interesting development as Ha-Sung Kim enters a big offseason. The Padres shortstop has hired Boris Corporation to represent him. There's a mutual option for 2025 with the Padres that Kim is likely to decline. Even with his shoulder surgery looming, he is expected to be coveted in free agency. Chris, what does it tell you he signed with the Boris Corp?
That he wants as much money as possible? What else would it tell me?
It tells me... Well, go ahead.
It
tells me he's not going to be a Padre next year.
Oh, I never thought he was going to be.
I mean,
with the kind of money
either.
He's going to command, and, you know, I think he's going to get some good money, so good for him. But I don't think the Padres... I don't think he's the guy. You know? I mean, Bogarts is playing short right now. Coney can play second. You got Arise and the rest of these guys for first. And let's just put it this way. Isn't Arise also got to be re-signed or
yes.
See? Okay. So let's say you can only have one. Who would you rather have?
Confirm that before I
confirm
do
that
my scravy thing.
Yeah.
Luis Arise is an arbitration year four. So he still has one more year of arbitration, but they could settle or they could give him an extension or something like that.
Well, it's
he's
all
an unrestricted free agent in 2026.
All right. It's all confusing to me, and I don't keep that close of tabs on it because I just enjoy watching these guys play, and I don't enjoy, you know, listening to them haggle over contracts. But I'd rather have a rise than Kim. I'd rather find a way to keep Dylan Cease for a little extra time than Kim. There's just bigger priorities for the Padres, so... Yeah, I don't expect him to come back. And if Boros is the guy, he's going to sign wherever he gets the most money. And good for him. That's what, you know, that's what he desires. Good for him.
Dylan Cease has one more year under control.
I know, but you got to get him locked in.
Oh, you do.
Right?
So, oh, you do.
Yeah.
What does it tell me? It tells me that, yes, Ha-Sung Kim is looking for the big payday, which is fine. But... I don't know if Scott Boris is the same Scott Boris that we saw, you know, maybe 2, 3, 4 years ago. This last offseason for his clients was not good.
Didn't go well.
And I don't know if the owners are starting to say, like, hey, we don't want to deal with this guy because he just keeps gouging us. But it does tell me that Ha-Sung Kim is probably not going to be on the team next year. But you're right. They need to spend that money elsewhere, even if they were thinking about bringing him back, because he's not worth, in my mind, the $20 million that he may get a year, or $15 to $20 million that he may get a year.
Agreed.
But it's sad, though, because I do like the guy.
Number four.
Now, yesterday during the game, Brewers star, or actually, this was a couple games ago. Brewers star shortstop Willie Adames confirmed he did offer to meet Mets DH ex-Brewer Jesse Winker in the parking lot to settle differences.
Really?
After on-field chirping match
to
between...
To settle differences, huh?
Following Winker's 2-run Game 1 triple. Quote, I told him that when we were chirping at each other, I was there in the lot... And Jesse Winker didn't show in the parking lot.
So he went and waited.
I guess so.
Apparently, according to Adames.
So, now, my question is, it's not about Adames. It's not about the childlike behavior of calling someone to the parking lot to fight them. It's about Jesse Winker. Is Jesse Winker the most annoying player in baseball right now? My answer is yes.
Yes!
This dude...
He challenged somebody in our stands when he was here with the Nationals, right?
I was like, ah, man, that's bad. The whole thing about Jurickson Profar was bad. But this dude was so upset about a celebration, and yesterday he threw his helmet on the ground.
Yeah.
He's just over the top. He was wearing, like, on July 4th, he was wearing a Uncle Sam outfit when they had a walk-off win. Like, I am not into Jesse Winker. He's very annoying to me. He seems like he likes to do things that he finds annoying, and I don't like those people. Chris?
I'm enjoying the Mets run right now. You know, I'll stop enjoying it if they end up playing the Padres, of course. But the Mets are a lot of fun right now. Jesse Winker is trying to single-handedly ruin that for me. Because I'm just tired of people that, with the look-at-me attitude and the over-the-top histrionics. Yeah, I'm not a fan. But Jesse Winker, for some reason, has decided to go ahead and play the bad guy. Yeah. I mean, he's been booed everywhere he's gone. I mean, in Milwaukee, I don't know if you saw it, Scraby, but he made an out last night, and as he was jogging back to the dugout, you could see the fans behind him screaming. I mean, it was like, come on up here so we can, you know,
fight.
I can punch you type yelling. Is he the most annoying guy in baseball?
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he says.
I got him.
Oh, man. Yeah, Jesse Winker. As the chat says, do as I say, not as I do.
Number three.
I don't get why Jesse Winker is acting like, you know, such an idiot.
I don't either.
And I'll call him an idiot, and I won't show up in the parking lot when he challenges me.
I will not either, because I'm sure he's a very strong man that will beat me.
Yeah, right.
In a world where people try to shift blame on others, Arizona Diamondbacks owner Ken Kendrick is pointing the finger at himself, Chris.
Oh boy.
Even if it's to totally trash another player. Mr. Kendrick blamed himself for the signing of free agent starter Jordan Montgomery, saying he was the one who suggested to the front office that they sign him after starter Eduardo Rodriguez injured his left shoulder in spring training. Kendrick now says he regrets the recommendation, saying the Diamondbacks should never have signed him, who Montgomery went 8-7 with a 6.23 ERA in 21 starts this season. They signed him to a one-year, $25 million contract. Chris, you're up. Do you think owner Ken Kendrick said anything wrong here?
I'm thinking.
Okay.
It's not good radio, but I'm thinking.
Should I go first then?
No, I know he did. And I owner should own. That's all I have to say about this. Just own your team and shut up and don't be calling into radio stations and asking to be interviewed so you can say stupid stuff.
Well, that is the weird part.
That is
definitely the weird part.
Owners need to own, and the successful. Now, he was in the series last year, so he's probably starting to feel some, you know, pretty good about himself. But
Before the year, he was even talking about how they may move from Arizona. He just says a lot of things, it seems like.
Yeah, he puts a lot of people in harm's way.
However, though, Chris.
And people have to answer for him all the time, right?
And this is what I'm. Why I am slightly okay with this, because he is telling everyone to blame him. No one else in the organization. So when fans are like, it's the GM's fault or it's the manager's fault.
True that.
He's saying, I'm the guy who said to sign him. It was my mistake. Now, should he have trashed Jordan Montgomery in the process by saying he was terrible?
Can't imagine Jordan Montgomery would be looking forward to coming back to the Diamondbacks.
Can you imagine if AJ Preller, when Peter Seidler was with us, like if he were to come out and say, you know what, that was all on me. It was a terrible decision. He was a terrible player. That's weird for an owner to say, because other players probably don't like that, and they may not want to come play for your team if you're like that. But I will say, at least he pointed the finger at himself.
Number two.
Bob Nightingale tweeted out the average ticket prices for the NLDS and ALDS home games per Logitix. And out of all the teams, Chris, who do you think has the most expensive average ticket?
Yankees.
No.
What?
Yankees are second to last. They have the second to cheapest ticket.
Yankees are seventh?
On average. They are $177 per ticket, according to this post. The Philadelphia Phillies, number one.
Really?
Get this. $417 average ticket.
Average ticket?
Average ticket.
Wow.
Now, here's where it kind of makes me a little bit sad. The San Diego Padres are second, Chris. $319 per ticket.
Average ticket for the Padres. There must be some like $1,000 tickets that are thrown.
There's definitely like suites and stuff and things like that, like behind home plate.
That's what I gotta believe.
Costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
So the question here for me is, are you okay with this price?
No.
And the answer is no.
No.
But
what am I going to do about it?
Exactly. This is what tickets are going for. Now, I would like to see teams in postseasons give tickets to fans that have been there all season long. I don't like it when fans...
What do you mean give them tickets?
Or at least offer them cheaper tickets. Offer them something that's affordable. For the people that go to every single game, good or bad, like, I don't like it when teams box out their own fans because they just don't can't afford a ticket. So I would like to see them and other teams allow fans to go for a more affordable
what
price.
What I enjoy the most about baseball and the way it's set up and teams and everything, what I enjoy them doing is gouging fans for $70 to $80 to park your car. That's what I enjoy. Just feeling
you
like.
Enjoy it?
Of course I hate it, but what can I do? You know, we went to, walked around Fenway Park when we were there at Boston on our trip. Parking there was like, there was a sign parking for $80. Mm. Yeah, I mean, the Padres are in the 50s, most places down there. I'm not trying to tear apart the Padres. They're getting what they can get, but where else am I supposed to park my car? I don't have a choice. I hate when I have to pay something. I feel for the fans on that. I really do, Scrape.
I do too, but I also like taking the trolley, so I don't mind if I need to take the trolley. Because, like, on Tuesday night, after the first win over the Braves, it took me a while to get out of that parking lot. It took me forever. But, all right, there we go. And this is, I just want to clarify for everybody who's saying it on the chat, this is the resale market. This is not the purchase price market.
Okay.
Number one.
Terry Francona is back, Chris. The Reds fired David Bell.
I saw that.
And Terry Francona is the new manager of the Cincinnati Reds. You're up first. What do you think? Good hire?
I think it's a really good hire. I'm worried about his health. Hasn't been able to be healthy in a long time, and managing a major league team and living that lifestyle is no way to get healthy. We know this.
Yeah.
Late nights, traveling, no sleep, bad food.
Yep.
I mean, I love it, you know, but I'm not battling health problems. So
this is a huge
mistake. I'm a little concerned by it.
This is a huge mistake.
You know, I will say I'm a little concerned.
It reminds me of when the White Sox hired Tony La Russa. And they thought he was going to turn it around.
Francona's a little younger than La Russa.
I think that this Reds team needed someone that was a little bit younger.
Well, I think Francona's pretty good at relating to young guys, but I'm concerned about his health.
All right, Dylan Cease, presser, when we get back on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.